This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Democratic Missouri Governor Jay Nixon and his Republican challenger Dave Spence spent today persuading members of the Missouri Farm Bureau to give them their endorsement. Nixon told them that he has sought relief for drought-plagued farmers, hawked Missouri farm products around the world, and stood up to his own party's president over how much work kids can do on family farms.
You know, under the Obama administration's rule, a 15-year-old couldn't help bale hay on his grandfather's farm. That doesn't make any sense. Here in Missouri, we encourage teens to learn the ways of the family farm. It's a proud tradition. It's who we are.
But it was Dave Spence who won the Farm Bureau's endorsement. He told them that his business experience would translate well in handling agricultural issues and that he would consult them on whom he would pick for the state's agriculture director. There's renewed concern in a small area north of St. Louis County, 24 years after an industrial chemical spill. The spill happened in 1988 at a metal facility in Overland, contaminating groundwater in the Elmwood Park neighborhood. Now, recent testing by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources has shown that three occupied homes owned by the Housing Authority of St. Louis County had elevated levels of trichloroethylene, a liquid solvent used as a degreaser at the plant. More testing is planned by the Department of Natural Resources and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Residents say they had never heard of the spill until receiving flyers about a meeting Thursday night. One woman said she wouldn't have purchased a home in the neighborhood if she had known about the contamination. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill is stressing her support for federal legislation providing crop subsidies to farmers, while her challenger, Congressman Todd Akin, is expressing concern about food stamp spending contained in the same bill. The Democratic incumbent and her Republican challenger spoke today to members of the Political Action Committee for the Missouri Farm Bureau. It was their first chance to greet one another since Akin won Missouri's GOP primary on Tuesday. McCaskill told farmers she had done a good job of representing their interests. She highlighted her support for the farm bill, her fight to keep rural post offices open, and her opposition to various proposed environmental regulations. Akin also criticized overreaching regulations. He said he's comfortable with most farm subsidies, but has opposed the legislation because of expansive food stamp spending. Governor Jay Nixon has appointed a former Republican leader of the Missouri Senate to an 8-year term on the State Board of Education. The Democratic governor announced the nomination of Charlie Shields today. Shields, of St. Joseph, can join the board immediately but must be confirmed by the Senate when lawmakers return to the Capitol. Shields is currently the chief operating officer of Truman Medical Center Lakewood. He was a state senator from 2003 through 2011, including 3 years as a majority leader and 2 as president pro tem. He also served in the House from 1991 through 2002. He sponsored legislation in 2005 to rewrite Missouri's school funding formula. The State Board of Education oversees school districts and is responsible for appointing the State Education Commissioner. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.